talked about good developments in the field of science, which aim towards a more understanding, at least, of consciousness as separate from the material laws, which are now explored or understood by science. For us as devotees, he said, it's very important to have this foundational knowledge of understanding that I am not the body, aham brahmasmi, I am pure spirit. This is a very important thing, and I would like to expand a little bit on this subject, how it is important for a devotee to understand his himself to be spiritual. And I do remember when working on the translation of Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita into this German language, I stumbled about one sentence which kept me thoughtful for a whole week while we were continuing to translate the text. I always look back at this purport and this sentence to think about it. Prabhupada there says, it is the purport, I believe, in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, that unless you understand that you are spirit soul, you cannot practice Krishna consciousness. And just before Srila Prabhupada left his planet, when he came to London, he invited all the German devotees into his room, and he asked them with great concern, "So, have you understood our philosophy?" And obviously there were different answers to this question. One devotee suggested, "Sarva dhammang parityaja," give up everything and surrender unto me. Another said, we should preach Krishna consciousness to everyone whom we meet, and thought this is the nucleus of Krishna conscious understanding. But Srila Prabhupada was not satisfied with any of the answers given, and then gave his own answer, what he considered important. And he said, first of all, that is at the beginning, you have to understand that life is eternal. You cannot imagine what this did to us. Here was our beloved spiritual master. He looked very thin due to a prolonged physical illness. And
what year was that?
That was in 77. It was just Prabhupada had again risen from his bed to go to the West, and he wanted to go to USA and stopped over in London. And then in London he cancelled his plans for the USA.
Yeah,
and
where is it? The Manor, right?
Yeah, the Manor, yes.
And I came from the United States and I met Prabhupada in the Manor.
Oh yeah, you were also there.
But I didn't see the German
devotees. Yeah. Yeah. You must have been there during the Jamashtami celebration, Prabhupada's Vyasapuja address.
No, I came in maybe later, maybe it must be earlier.
Yes. So yes, it was in 77 in the Manor, and he really drilled this point into us. First of all, you must understand that life is eternal. That this means, obviously, that we, the spirit souls, are eternal parts of Krishna, and the body is temporary, it is something. This is very important for Krishna conscious understanding, and I think in this light you can understand why Srila Prabhupada spoke so often in his purports about that the soul is different from the body. Sometimes devotees or readers of Prabhupada's books who have not yet studied very deeply what is the meaning of a spiritual teacher, they say, well, points are repeated here. This point we had already somewhere else. And they say like this, but those who know the role of the acharya know that he is a trainer. He wants to bring us to a certain understanding, and I feel it's very, very important to understand this, that life is eternal. And therefore, you can understand that Srila Prabhupada requested our Bhaktivedanta Institute and our Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj to really establish this beyond all doubt that life is eternal and life comes from life. Yes, so this is a very important point, and I would really like to tell you, because I'm not a scientist, I'm just a normal person.
Spiritual scientist.
Whenever I understand that I'm eternal, or I live really in that understanding, I'm a soul, then Krishna consciousness is very easy to practice. But when one gets a little clouded over by the material influences, one forgets this effect. And one symptom of ignorance comes in. When at that time I think about my own death, I'm afraid. You can test how much you are, let me say, in the platform of knowledge by just thinking about death. Are you afraid about your own death? Gaurahari, Madan Mohan. If you are, you know you are not on the spiritual platform. You don't understand that life is eternal. You can make this test in your own life. It's described, one of the symptoms of ignorance is fear of one's own death. There's a beautiful little illustration from the life of Shankaracharya. Now, while I'm telling you this, please do not think I'm condoning the philosophy of Shankaracharya. I'm just giving an illustration from it, from his life. Once there was Shankaracharya was preaching in South India, and he was establishing the Vedic scriptures again by talking from the Vedas, and then a Brahmana came with his wife. They had tears in their eyes and said, "Oh, Acharyaji, please, our son is now 8 years, but he has not even said one time Mama or Papa. He has not spoken. He is we don't know, is he dull or is he dumb, or please revive this poor soul." So Shankaracharya addressed the little 8-year boy and said, "Tell me who you are." All of a sudden this boy began to speak. "I'm not a man. I'm not a Gandharva. I'm not a boy. I'm not a girl. I'm not an animal. I'm an eternal soul." And he gave many shlokas like this, and Shankaracharya told to the parents, "This boy should come with me." The father said, "No, no, no, please, now he has spoken. Now please tell him to say Mama and Papa." "Please don't take him from us into your Gurukul. Now we have, it's better to have a dumb and dull boy than no boy. You don't be so cruel, please. Shankaracharya, come back to me tomorrow, think about it." So the next day the Brahmana came in tears with his wife. There was now a second problem in their life. A spiritual, the elevated personality had asked for their son. How could they say no? But how could they say yes? So then the Acharya began to speak to the family. He said, "Listen, this boy is not your own boy. Remember how you once went to Vrindavan on sacred pilgrimage? Yes. Remember how you were bathing in the Yamuna? Yes." The parents already knew what was now being said. "Remember how you kept your little son, who was sleeping at that time, near the bank of the Yamuna? And remember how when you were in the water, your little son crawled towards the Yamuna, went into the Yamuna and drowned. How much you were crying at that time that you had lost your son. Brahmana and his wife were silent because it was true. And remember, at that time there was a yogi sitting on the bank of the Yamuna. The yogi decided, you are so much lamenting, and the yogi then took on the body of your dead son. He went, shup, this is a yogic city, shup, he went into the body of your dead son. At this moment, the little eight-year-old boy began to speak. Yes, this is a fact. And I did this just to meet Shankaracharya in South India. It's a yogi. So, what could the parents say? They were crying. They didn't want to lose their son. At this moment, the son said, I will bless you that you will have a wonderful boy who will be a little normal, not like me, and he will stay at home, and he will marry, and there will be children from him, so don't worry. I like to tell you the story this morning, not only to entertain you, a little bit, yes, because devotee audience in the morning is sometimes tired. But the main point is really, life is eternal. For the soul, there is no birth and there is no death. The soul is an eternal part of Krishna. And as devotees, we should never think this is ordinary knowledge, repeated knowledge. If you don't understand this, if you don't live in this understanding, your Krishna consciousness might be on the mental platform, on the platform of imaginations and of theoretical knowledge, not practical knowledge. So it's very important to live on this. I would like to say also something on the second point of our Maharaj. Now, first point of our Maharaj, who very nicely spoke about the Srila Prabhupada coming and giving us this knowledge. There's a very nice song which comes from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. It goes, E mono durmati. No, I can't sing it at this moment because how can a crow open his beak next to the swan? This is not... No, I will not really find the melody, and I'm a little shy before you, so I will just go to the English translation.
You should
relish
your music.
My music is kaka. Here comes the translation. A wicked mind brought me into this world, O Lord, but one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to bring me out. He saw me so fallen and wretched, took pity and came to me saying, O humbled soul, please listen to this good tiding, for it will gladden your heart. Then what does the pure soul say? Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared in the land of Navadvip to deliver you. He has safely conducted many miserable souls such as you across the sea of worldly existence. Sri Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself, the son of Nanda, has saved the world by freely distributing his own holy name. Go also, go and receive your deliverance. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's saying here. He comes weeping to the soles of Krishna's lotus feet and tells the story of his life. This is the story really of our lives. We have been brought to this material world by our wicked mind. And if not the pure devotee would have come with the happy tidings, if Srila Prabhupada would not have made that journey, which changed many of our lives, we would not have had this information about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the holy name and the possibility of deliverance from material existence. And I think we owe it to Srila Prabhupada to really now go also around the world and tell the people, listen to you, the happy news. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come. He has come. He has come. This is very nice, and we are very happy and proud of our Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, who goes. Talked about good developments in the field of science, which aim towards a more understanding, at least, of consciousness as separate from the material laws, which are now explored or understood by science. And